Alright, a good walk. Okay. We're holding towards the end of Sivov in Siman Tzadi Zayin. The end of Sivov. Hopefully, it gets easier now. Hopefully tonight we'll cover a few Sifim. We're dealing with the Issa, this new love of Leisachpo, you can't take Rechaim Varecha, which means you can't take any Kli Eichel Nefesh. And this Issa is different than the Issa of Leisava Beis. Leisava Beis, you can't go into the person's house and take a mashkin. This is even more encompassing. You're not allowed to even take the mashkin out of the person's house. We're going to see tonight there are many chalukim between the two lavim. But we're holding by this love of not allowed to take Kli Eichel Nefesh. The Mechabe Fierzais, at the end of the Sif, V'yesh lem dim Kli Eichel Nefesh, if the Rechaim V'rech was already detached, they have a din of Metaltalim, then has a regular din of Kli Eichel Nefesh, or Magza Isam B'Shas Malacha, and you have a Chiv to give it back B'Shas Malacha. Means you will have a Kinyan in it, a Kinyan Mashkin, it's already Metaltalim, but you have a Chiv to give it back B'Shas Malacha. That's what the Mechabe says. Now, I want to go into this Inyan. What does it mean, Magza Isam B'Shas Malacha? And that is that normally when you take a regular mashkin, a regular kalim for a mashkin, not Kli Eichel Nefesh. So if you took it, you have a kinyan mashkin, and you have to give it back to the ani when he needs it. There's a say, the you have to give it back when he needs it. What about if you take Eichel Nefesh, Kli Eichel Nefesh? If you take Kli Eichel Nefesh, you're now allowed to take Kli Eichel Nefesh. When do you have a chiv to give it back? In other words, let me explain. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Temura has a Machlekes, Rav and Abaya, Koma Adam Rakhmona, Leisavid, Yavid, Mahani, or Loi Mahani. Rav holds Loi Mahani. Frek the Gemara on Rav, if you hold Loi Mahani, means you did nothing. If you try to do it, it's not going to accomplish anything. You're just going to be over the lav. So, Frek the Gemara, when you take a mashkin, why are you allowed? And you went into the guy's house, Leisavid, you went into Leisavid Beis, you went into the guy's house, Shalai Kedin, why do you only have to give it back, B'Shas Malacha, as if to say that you already have the Kinyan in the Mashkin, and you have a right to keep the Mashkin until he needs it, until B'Shas Malacha, and once you give it back, L'Mashal B'Shas Malacha, you have a right to retake it after the Malacha is finished, because you already have a Kinyan Mashkin in it. How did you get that Kinyan Mashkin? You did something you're not allowed to do. You over allowed the rice to Leisavid, and Koma Adama Rakhman Leisavid, Yavid Leimahani. After the Gemara, Shani Mashkin, there's a Xeris HaKosef Hoshev Toshev, which is that the Pasuk which tells me that I have to give it back, and I say that I have to give it back B'Shas Malacha, what we see from there, that if it's not B'Shas Malacha, I don't have to give it back. So for there, it's a Gili Akra, Zakram, it's a Gili Akra, that even though normally, over here, I have a right to keep it until he needs it. I have a right to keep it until Shas Malacha, and at which point I will be Mekayim Nitikla say of Hoshiv Toshiv. And Memeila, let me just take it a next step, Memeila, that if somebody's over this lav and he enters a house of the loiva and takes a mashkin and he was over the lav, he will not get malchus because it's nitik la'asei of Hoshiv Toshiv. He has the assay still available to give it back. So it's a lav ha'nitik la'asei.
How do you reconcile with the Gemara that says it be honored to be Shabbos achanami delo kani? Gemara above Mitzia?
That one?
He did so which is not permitted and he's kona.
Right. Right. So when you're doing the kinyan, there's nothing wrong with the kinyan. There's wrong with his did a ma'isa. It's a very Shabbos. Nothing wrong with the kinyan itself. Yeah. So the kinyan, nothing wrong with the kinyan. Nothing have kimmel with the rabbim in it. But otherwise, there's nothing wrong with the kinyan. He was saying that the guy did something wrong. He was now allowed to do what he did. He's now allowed to take a mashkin. So if he's now allowed to take that mashkin, so when the Torah says you're now allowed to take a mashkin, if you hold kol madam rakmano leisavri yavid leimani means leimahani by taking a mashkin. It's a special gzeris akosiv. It's a lav hanitik laasei of hoshiv toshiv when you take a mashkin. Good. So now the shaila is like this.
I'm not so sure about that.
Why not?
Because hoshiv toshiv means I'm taking back the thing that I did in the first place. I'm not taking it back because I'm still holding as a mashkin.
Correct. I still have a kinyan. Correct. But I have a mitzvah. It's a lav hanitik laasei. I still have the assay. The Torah gave me an instruction what to do once I'm over a lav. That is to give it back. So it's a lav hanitik laasei. One second. It's a Rambam. It's not me. It's a Rambam. The Rambam says it's a lav hanitik laasei. So it's a Rambam. It's a lav hanitik laasei. The shaila is now, Ad kan, Divya Gemara is talking about when you're over the love of Leisav El Beisa, which is a mashkin. What would be by this Issa of Leisach Bo Rechaim Verechem, which is an Issa Klei Echol Nefesh? The person was over a love deraisa. On this love deraisa, is it Nitik Laasei or will he get Malkus? On this love deraisa, maybe for other reasons he might not get Malkus, but if on this love deraisa, there exists a cause of Hoshiv Toshiv or not. And this Rabbi Yisai is a major mavuch. It's a major machlekes rishonim. And in the Rambam, there's a major machlekes what the Rambam really held. And the Maiminim and Masmilim, each one brings rise to the Ashita in the Rambam. Does the love of Leisakbol, Rechaim Verechev, the love of Nalate Kleyachon Nefesh, does it have an assay of Hoshiv Toshiv? If you hold it has the assay, then you're not going to get Malkus. It's a love and it's a class A. If you hold it doesn't have the assay, then Rabbi Yisai Lechayra, you should get Malkus. Unless you come up with other chidushei tayr, which I don't want to get into, but beside the lechayr, then it should be malchus. But what's nafkemina lididan is this din. We know Hoshiv Toshiv says I have to give it back b'shas malacha. And better, Hoshiv Toshiv says that even though koman d'amarakmano l'savidi ovid loy mahani, he is mahani. But if there's no Hoshiv Toshiv by the love of l'sakba rechaim v'rechev, then for the love of klei eichon nefesh, you don't have this eitzah. You don't have this gili akra that I'm allowed to keep it. Oh, you don't have the gili akra, then like Rav, you're going to have to give it back immediately. You can't wait till Shas Malacha. You'll have a chiv to give it back miyad. Because koma domarakmanu lezavidu yovid leimani. You're now allowed to take klei eichon nefesh. If you took it, it doesn't work. You got to give it back. So that's a machlokes rishonim. When somebody was over the issa d'oraisa and he took klei eichon nefesh, does he have a chiv to give it back miyad? Because it doesn't work what he did? Or does he have a right to keep it? He has a kinyan, and he has a right to keep it till Shas Malacha, because we say that that assay of Hoshiv Toshiv is applicable for Klei Eichol Nefesh as well. And you could argue, it makes sense, because Hoshiv Toshiv took about all kelim. You now take any mashkin, you now go into his house, and on the end of the parasha it's Hoshiv Toshiv. You got to give it back. It's going on all kelim. So go back even on Klei Eichol Nefesh, and even if the guy was over the love of Klei Eichol Nefesh, he still has this assay of Hoshiv Toshiv, and Memeli has a right, it's a gilu, he has a right to keep it till Shas Malacha. What you see in this mechaba over here, at the end of Sivov, and the Sma brings it out a couple of times, but what you see over here is v'yeshlam din klei eichon nefesh u'magzir oisam b'shas malacha. You only have to give it back b'shas malacha. So at least in the mechaba in Sivav says mefurish like those rishonim that there is a hoshiv toshiv even by klei eichon nefesh, and you have a right to keep it until shas malacha, which is the shitas Ramban, Rashba, a couple of Rishonim go like that, Cheetah, and that's how the Mechaba, at least at the end of Sivav, is going. Tonight, hopefully, we're going to see Siv Ches, and then later there's a Siv Yud Beis, that it could be even a serious Mechaba, how we paskin. But in Sivav, we paskin that, yes, the Kinin is Chal, and you don't have to give it back until Shas Melacha. And what you see, what's interesting, is that you see that even though you're over a lav, we said this Kaseida, just on the Chazar Sashir, that even though you were over the lav and you weren't supposed to take that mashkin, you have a kinyan in that mashkin. And Mamele, even if you give back this klei eichol nefesh, Shas Malacha, tomorrow he needs his spoon to eat, so tomorrow I'm going to give it back to him, but tomorrow night, let's say after he finishes supper, he doesn't need that spoon, I'm going to take that spoon back. And I will not be over the issa of Leisach Bo Rechaim Verechev again. Because it's already mine. I already have the Kinyan Mashkin in it. I maybe shouldn't have taken it yesterday. But once I did it, and I was already over the Lav Chalila, I have a Kinyan in it, and now I have a right to keep on taking it again and again and again. Because once I took it, I have a Kinyan in it. It's my Mashkin. I got to give it back, B'Shas Malacha. But fine, but I have a right to keep on taking it, and I will no longer be over that Lav. Once I was over the Lav once, but I got a kinyan, now it's mine. I'm not taking your item, I'm taking my item, because I already have a kinyan mashkin, and that's going to be permissible. And the Sma over here in Sivkot Yudalid says that you see from here that even by klei eichol nefesh, the ova belav, the leisak berechaim verechev, mikomokam mahani maisav, the ain tzarek lagzirim ela b'shas malacha. And after the lover finishes using the spoon, he got to give it back to you. And you'll have a kinyan in it also. If the person is nifta, the kids can't say, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know you the money, it's my father, not us. It's only, he only left us over metaltal. Metaltal's not mishtabdi. It's no. You already have a kinyan mashkinit. The malva has a right to go to the yoshim. And tree is not going to be mishamit because the malva already has a kinyan. kinyan. Bekitzer, for all the nafka minas, what you need, the mavot to have a kinyan, is that he has a kinyan even though you did something wrong and he was over olav. I'm skipping a few lines in the sma, but at the end of Sivkan Yadal is like the sma, and hu adin, if you take a beged almano, which we didn't get up to yet, but that's another lav daraisi, and I'll let it take a mashkin from a beged from almano. Still, after Avri Surah, Mikom Makom, Ri Avad, Ein Tzarech Hazara, and it's fine. Bekitzer, Dosh date in this mechaba. All right, it's we're going to believe that later tonight we're going to develop this a little more. But what we see from here is very important. And I pointed out last week is that when we're talking about rechaim v'rechav, that you detached and then you went into the guy's house or into his base, his rechaim, and you took it from him. L'chayra, you just committed two lavim. You committed the lav of Leisavi al Beisai, you went into his Beis Rechaim, and you committed another lav of taking Kleyoch HaNefesh, Leisachbal. And nevertheless, even though you committed two lavim, still you have a kinyan, and you only have to give it back, Bishas Malacha. Lafuke, which we're going to see, Chok Meshleim, Mitzvah later tonight, that holds up some reason, each lav alone, a kinyan, fine, you'll get your kinyan. But when you're over two lavim, Bishas, then you can't get a kinyan. Lechayr from here, you see not like that. All right. Let's go just develop this. What we see in the Mechaba is a new lav called Leisach Berechaim Verechaim. Now I want to show the Olam that there's many chilukim, Lekula Ulechumra, between the lav of Leisach Berechaim Verechaim and the lav of Leisavi El Beisai. First of all,
if you wouldn't have a mitzvah asset to give back, you wouldn't have to give back.
Shaila, but why? Where are you driving at? Mela, so if you want to have Hoshe Tashiva,
you weren't allowed to take his mashkin. But if
you're
not
going to
hold the mashkin from
take it. Right.
So why should you have to give it back?
If you wouldn't have the assay, if you wouldn't have the assay, if you wouldn't, no, this is taken. You're allowed to make that kinyan. Once you make that kinyan, now you have it. Now it's yours. You made that kinyan. He owes you money. Besides, you have a right to take a mashkin from him because he owes you money. Just you now take a mashkin of Kleyach HaNefesh. So, but B'yemis, he really owes you money. So, I have a right to take that kinyan mashkin against the chayv that he owes me. So, if it wouldn't be Hashiv Toshiv, well, I promise, if you hold that grav, it wouldn't be Hashiv Toshiv when I say, Kom Adam Rachman Lo Savadi Ovid Lo Manit, then you would have to give it back miyad. But if you hold like Abaya, then if it wouldn't be for Asher Tashi, you would allow to keep it. And you wouldn't have to give it back. Even Bishas Malachi, you wouldn't have to give it back. You have a Kenya Mashkin in it. State in the Pasuk, you got to give it back. All right.
You're going to give it back. Now, what happens after you give it back?
I take it again from him.
And you're overlapped?
No. Because once I make the kinyan, I have a right to keep on doing it. Because now it's mine. I have a kinyan mashkin in it. Okay, let's go through our baisai. First chilek between the two. I want to just be magda so we get this clear. The first chilek, the Mechaba already says, leisava baisai is only allowed you now to go into the person's house. Shliach, and you, let's say we pass in the grado that a malva is now allowed to take it even outside. But a shliach bezin is now allowed to go into the guy's house. But outside, the shliach bezin is allowed to take a mashkin. But state in the mechaba that if it's klei eichel nefesh, that's usa to take even outside, even for a shliach bezin. So you see that klei eichel nefesh is worse than the regular lava sova el besai benegate outside. That the shliach bezin is allowed normally to take a mashkin outside, but he's now allowed to take klei eichel nefesh. At least this lav of klei eichel nefesh is more chomer than the lav of leisavi al beisai. That's lecharya one nafkamina, simple nafkamina. And once you have this nafkamina, I want to revisit something. Agav is that I once mentioned to the elam a minchas chinuch. There was shaila av es chesed. We discussed this at length of ein shlichus advar averik. Could the malva send a shliach to take the mashkin for him? Will be a pash of ein shliach ledva avera. And we went to Navis Chesed and the Ketzav HaKadoshim, but the Yisrael L'chayit should be ein shliach ledva avera, and the Malva should not be over the Issa. And I said over Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch is at the end of Tavkuf Pei Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says that he also, even though Batsim it should be ein shliach ledva avera, but who cares? Because at the end, once you get the mashkin, right now you have a mashkin by you, you're taking the mashkin now from the shliach, so now you'd be over the Issa. Basically, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. And we were mutching on the Minchas Chinuch. That's not true. It's really not true, because a Shliach Bezin, or even you, are allowed to take a Mashkin from a Loiva if it's not in his Rishus, not in his house, and not outside, if he's not holding on to it. I mean, let's say it's not by the Loiva, it's by a third party. We discussed this at length, that your love is only now to go into his house or into his Rishus, even if he's outside his house. But you're now to take it from him. But if I take it from somebody else, I'm not over a love. So what did the Menuchas Chinuch want? L'chayra, I'm taking it outside. I'm taking it from the Shliach, who already took it from the loiva. So lechayit shouldn't be a problem. What's the minchas kinnik want? And Rabbi said, I looked over the minchas kinnik and I think I made a tais, because the minchas kinnik is not in tafkuf pei hey about the love of leitzavel beisai. The minchas kinnik is in tafkuf pei gimel about the love of now let it take rechayim v'rechav of klei eichol nefesh. And it's yitachein that in a kanami, because kinnik is maskim, that for the love of leitzavel beisai, avada once a shliach got it and it's outside, avada you'll let it take it from the shliach. Because it's outside the guy's rishus, because the lav is only when it's by the loiva. Mashenkin for the lav of klei eichol nefesh. We over here we see that even the chutz, even the shliach bez is now take it forever, no matter what. But kol life and shahu, you now let it take klei eichol nefesh. In that lav, the minchas kinnikol is correct. Who cares the shliach already has it? Who cares the shliach the daveira? But now when you take it from the shliach, you're taking klei eichol nefesh. Right now you're taking klei eichol nefesh. So lechay, right now you should have a problem. Right now you'd be doing this. So that l'chayr will be a nafkamina also, that if you hold by the love of l'savel beisai, if you send the shliach, like to minchas kinnik, you'll have enshlik the dvaver and you're fine. Mashen came for the love of klayach nefesh, if you send the shliach, you have a problem. Because now when you take him from the shliach, now you're going to be over the love. Because it's the same type of chilk we said before, because the love of l'sakwa rechaim v'rechav is even outside, even not in the rishus alayv, you're going to be over the love. You're going to make the kinyan when you take it from the shliach. If the shliach already made the kinyan for you, so that goes into the shaila taisis and yodam abeis to pshatim. If you're ain shliach ledvaveira, does that just mean that everything worked? The kinyan is chal, just you weren't over the lav. So in the abezay and lechay, you're right. I already made the kinyan when the shliach made it for me, so I already got the kinyan. So now that I take it from the shliach, I'm not making another kinyan. So I hear it's like. I give the kid a kinyan, even when I do a kinyan b'issa, we say that I can keep on taking it, mask him. But if you hold like the other teretz and taisis, pashas, the Akrain ones say it's two truths and a taisis. You hold like the other teretz and taisis, that when you hold ancient like the varavari, it's a kum taisis, not my shliach for that. The whole mice is, so to speak, bottled. So the shliach had, he wasn't authorized to take it for me, because it's a dvaravera. So he's not my shliach, b'chai gavna. So he has no right to take it. So if he has no right to take it, he can't represent the marvel. So he's like a third party taking it. Third party has no right to take my item, the loiva's item, for nothing. He won't get a kinyan mashkin in it. If I go to you and you don't owe me money, I'm not going to get a kinyan mashkin. So the shliach won't get the kinyan mashkin for the malva when he takes it. There was no kinyan yet. So now when the malva takes it from the shliach, now the malva would be over. This is I know, but the minchas kinnik is right. Yeah, I'm asking. The minchas kinnik is going like that. Only one teretz adaisis. But at least the cheshvan stims by klei eichol nefesh. But by the love of leisavei or beisai, it will not stim. Look,
Chayra. In his house, or if he's holding it outside?
Even holding it outside. We discussed, because even holding outside is a shush.
That's
but it,
for sure.
Right.
He can't grab it from his hand.
Correct. But if it's by a third party, then already I'm allowed to take it for the love of Leiseva or Beisai. But not for this, because this is no matter what, you're now allowed to take. All right, let me talk about another nafkamina. The another nafkamina is that we discussed that this love of Leiseva or Beisai is only limited to a loiva. The guy is not alive if he owes me money for schiris, if he owes me money for mazik, zeila, for other reasons why he owes me money, I won't have the love of loisav el beisai. It's limited only to alive. You now take a mashkin from aloiva. But the love of not taking oichul nefesh is all encompassing. It's a love even for other things, even for an ariv, like the Rambam says in Sefer Dalet, even for schiris, the Minchas Chinuch says. It's all over. We don't have that meat. It means normally we have the meat by Lisave Obeisa, we dashin lebeisai of the loiva, veloi lechar adam. Mashain came, but the love of lesakwa rechaim verekha, we don't have such a meat. So the love is bechol oifen. You now let it take klei oichul nefesh, even if the guy is not aloiva. So Rabbi said, that's chazib, that case. I keep on mentioning this case, but the case was that there was a tenant who defaulted on his lease, and he happened to be a restaurant, and the landlord wanted to seize the klei eichol nefesh of the tenant. He wanted to seize the oven and the dishes and whatever, all the klei eichol nefesh of the tenant. So lechayra, at this point now we have a problem, because we don't have the heter that he owes me money only through schiris, because that's not going to be a heter. That's a heter why I'm allowed to go into his rishus, because the issa of leisava beis was only by a loiva, not by someone who owes me for other things. But the issa of klei eichol nefesh is all encompassing. That issa is even if he owes me through schiris. So memela, I wouldn't be allowed to take his klei eichol nefesh even though he owes me for schiris. So that's going to be another major nafkamino, again lechumra, that the klei eichol nefesh is more chumra than the love of leisava beis.
Why would you consider the oven and the restaurant and the pots it's clear on the Elchel Nefesh. It's not really clear Elchel Nefesh in the sense of an oni where he has to need a pot to cook. But
he's doing it for business. Okay, right. Well, we'll discuss. It might be for business too. We'll have to discuss it. We'll have to develop that. I'm asking. I'm just addressing a heta that we suggested last time that was only for Leisav El Beisav. It's not going to work for this new issa of Rechaim Varechev.
And also, if not the question of Elove, if the Mazik is a nani, you can also take it even though it's a nani.
The issa of Leisav El Beisav is only by Elove, not for other chiyuvim. If he owes me money for other reasons, I don't have the love of entering his house. But I will have this love of Klei Yechon Nefesh, no matter what. Mazik, no matter what, I will have this love of Klei Yechon Nefesh. Right, so that was, he was asking, it's commercial. We'll have to develop as we go along. All right, another nafkamina l'chumra. As we discussed last time, I think it was last time, maybe two times ago, we discussed that the Minchas Chinuch and the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak had a shayla. They wanted to dash in the pasuk that you now let it go into the Leiva's house. But what if the Leiva died and now you're going to his Yoshim? They wanted to dash in. It says Lebeisai and it doesn't include the Yoshim. And Mamela, you're allowed to take something out of the Leiva's Yoshim's house. If the Yoshim owe you the money, you're allowed to take it from his house. And on the topic, I should mention, I saw there's a Revid HaZohav, which is Rab Trivish. He was the Av Bezin in Vilna, Zman of the Goyin. And he quotes, on this pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, he quotes a Chuvis Marit. He quotes a Chuvis Marit, I think, Chelek Dalach Simen Mem. There's no Chelek Dalach, so he probably means Chelek Gimel Choshem Mishpat Simen Mem. And over there, it talks about these Diyukim, but unfortunately, I didn't see exactly what he quotes from him. But he wants to say that Hu Adin the other way around, that if the Malva dies, and the Yoshe HaMalva would like to now collect the Choy from the Leiva, the Yoshe HaMalva are allowed to enter the guy's house, the Leiva's house, because again, Leisava Obesa is a Mid, he has a, just like Leisava Obesa, he has another Joshua, a similar type of Joshua. Also, it says Atta in the Pasuk, I think his Joshua was, and it's Atta Leisava Obesa, it says, you're not allowed to do it, but Vaisa Yoshim are allowed to do it. So Yoshe Leiva, you're allowed to enter, and Yoshe Malva are allowed to also enter. It means it's only between Malva and Leiva. That's all it is, and not between the Yoshim.
Why is there a
Nisar Shaliach? A Shaliach represents you, so he's like you. He's you. But here we're not talking about you. We're talking about Yoshim. Okay, that's the other child. Okay, so then that's the thing. If you want to invoke Enshelik Tav Avera, so we said in the Konami. But without that new concept, Enshelik Tav Avera, there would have been a Nissa. The Revid Avzov himself is Ma'ira, that if you're going to hold like this Marit, which we don't have, but if you hold like this Marit, it should come out that if I buy a Choy from somebody, Reuven lent Shimon money, and he sold me the Choy. So now I'm the creditor. Now I could go after the Leiva. I also won't have an issa of Leisav El Beisa because I'm not the one who lent him the money. Reuven lent him the money. Not a shlichus. I bought it. Just like a Yoshim was not a shlich. The Yoshim inherited it. So I bought it. So he said, if you hold like the Marit, it should come out. The major heta should come out that once you sell it, now any buyer of this chayiv is allowed to much of the daylight, to let her enter the guy's house and be mamashkin, I don't know, much of the daylight, but at least mamashkin from the guy's house and enter his house and take a mashkin. Not even Leisav El Beisa. And he says, v'tzorachin. You know, it's hard to imagine that you're allowed to do that, v'tzorachin on this marit, like I said, which we don't have. But anyway, all I want to show you, Rabbi Isai.
I think he said he does become a
kamal. Let's see, like Kanaisha. By Yoshe. Sorry, what?
If you buy a loan from someone, then he does become like the
mom. We said that, led you? Oh, yeah? Okay, I have to have Chazar Sashir. Okay, fine. But I just want to bring out that if you hold the love of Leisav El Beisa, it should come out that for Yoshe Aloiva or for Yoshe Yamalva, it's permissible. However, b'negei to this love, losachmo rechaim v'recha, which you don't have these miyutim, you don't have Beisa, you don't have Atta in the Pasuk, there's a sefer called Shar Halakutais. Others they call it Pischei Sha'arim. It's on Bava Metzian, Kufyud Gimel Aman Aleph, and Madua Basra. He quotes these diyukim that Yoshe Eloiva, Yoshe Malva would not be applicable by Leisav El Beisa, but he says for the love of Leisakvo, Rechaim Verechav, Avada that's Nagei, even for Yoshe Malva, even for Yoshe Eloiva, because you don't have these miyutim. So it's another chumra where the love of Leisakvo Rechaim is more chumra than the love of Leisav El Beisa.
Why wouldn't it apply to him?
It does apply. By lalava lezakrechaim verekav, it does apply to the yoshim. By leisavel beisa, it doesn't because we have mutim in the kra. But for the lav of kleiach nefesh, even the yoshim are going to be over the lav. One more nafkamina, which we already touched on, is that I said there's a machlekes rishonim if the lav leisakrechaim verekav is nitik laasei of hashev toshiv. So if you hold like the rishonim that they're not, and Yitzchak Shem, it's not poshut even in the mechaba that they're not. So again, that's another chumrah. The lav leisavel beisa is nitik laasei. The lav leisavel beisa you're allowed to keep it till shas malacha. Mashen kein the lav leisakrechaim verekav like some rishonim is not nitik laasei. So the lav is in full force, and like some rishonim, and maybe you even get malchus, and like these rishonim, at least you'll have to return it immediately because you weren't kinder. Come on, the merakman leisavdi avod leimahani. Memela, you did nothing. You tried. You over humana the malka. You over a lav, but you got to give it back right away because you're not going to have a kinyan in it.
Well, we paskin like Rava.
No, that's a shayla amongst the paskin. How we paskin? Let's say for the val. Yes, we paskin like Rava. Let's assume. All right. So that's four nafkaminas with a lav of lesach berachayim v'rech with Mohammed and leisava beis. Mitzshem and tzivches. We're going to see two kulas. But at this, Rabbi Yisrael, you walk away that this lav is Mohammed dekalav. Okay. Let's move on. It's going to be easy. We're going to cover hopefully some ground tonight. Let's move on. The next few sifim are going to develop this lav of klei echol nefesh. Okay, let's move. Siv Zayin. Imro Bezdin Shatailish Rechaim Hatachtoino. If Bezdin sees that this person, the life himself, is being Tailish Rechaim Hatachtoino, Uchayetzabam Yimakam Chiburam, Lahavriach mi Balchoiv. He's trying to evade his assets from the Balchoiv. He doesn't want his Balchoiv to collect from these. Vechenim hu eike nitiyos v'sayser binyin habatim. He has a house. He breaks apart the house. Kedei, I guess the stones are worth something, and he's going to be mavriach those stones. Lavriach mi Balchoiv. What's the halacha? Bezdin magbin loy mehem l'shaitoi. Bezdin has a right to come in and collect l'shaitoi. Because when the loiv is trying to be mevrich his assets, then Bezin kicks in. The Goyin says in Sif Katan Tezayin, the Choshirayim Bezin hefset shegoyim aloiv lamalva goyvin l'shaita even belois manoi, even if it's before he gives mana parayin. If the loiv is doing something that the malva is going to lose out, that the malva won't be able to collect from, then Bezin steps in and prevents it. It's Numan Megmarin Ksubis. Memele here too, Hayois the loiv is trying to be mavriach his assets, Bezin is going to step in and be magbin loiv mehem l'shaitin. Now if you look in the Chuvis and Ramban and Simon Tazayin and the Sefer Chumis, which we discussed at the beginning in Shar Aleph Chelek Hay, when they bring down this halacha, they say magbin loiv mehem, Bezin does a gevir. Bezin will take these assets b'teiris gviya, but they will not take them b'teiris mashkin. And you have to know why. Why won't they take them b'teiris mashkin? Does he mean because they have a din like karka and Bezin doesn't take karka as a mashkin like we discussed in Sivav? Or what does he really mean, perhaps, is that we have a lav, deraisi, an alibim a mashkin klei echol nefesh, no matter what. Or for that matter, Bezin's now let enter the guy's house. He's now let the Bezin's now let enter the guy's house. There's a nisa deraisa for shlik Bezin to enter his house. So even when he's trying to evade and be mavriach his assets, so we got to do something. So what we'll do is we'll take a b'teris gviya, because like we discussed many times, b'teris gviya, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're not over the suri mashkin. But to take a b'teris mashkin, that you know how to do. There's still a lav in the Torah. Leisavel beisay, or the lav in the Torah of leisakur rechem verechev. So Bezin will only do b'teris gviya. That's what the Lashon Mechab is. Magbin loy mehem leshaita, they'll take a b'teris gviya, but b'teris mashkin, they will not take it.
What's the difference?
Because the lav in the Torah was only said for mashkin. Not from Gvir.
What's the difference?
I'm taking Matayis Gvir. What does Gvir mean different? Gvir means I'm collecting it, and with this, the Chayv is paid off. Mashkin is, the Chayv is still outstanding, and I want him to pay me with dollars, just I can hold on to Mashkin as leverage or security against that payment. But the Chayv is still intact. That you're not allowed to do. Those are the Surah HaTorah of Mashkin. But Gvir is not a problem. Gvir I'm allowed to do. I'm not taking a Mashkin. I'm being Gvir from these assets. I'm going to shots up, the Bezin will shots up how much these assets are worth, give the Leiv credit for that, and with that, the Mavo will now own these assets.
Why
that would be a Gvir. Because we said, the Mavo, we once discussed, the Mavo is now let her do a Teres Gvir if he needs a Shumas Bezin. But you're right. The Mavo could take it with Teres Gvir, and that was an Eitz of the Ksaitz brought down. But problem is, he needs to have a Shumas Bezin. So he needs to work in tandem with Bezin. He has to have the Bezin's cooperation to shuts up how much those assets are. If he doesn't, then he can't take that. He can't shuts it up himself. He can't do Gviya unless he has a Shuma. So he needs Bezin to shuts it up for him. Sorry? Right, so the loiva, what he'll do is he can't run away with the netiyas, so he uproots the netiyas and then he runs away with them. The
now that he does make it worse, because now it's
metaltim. So Bezdin will kick in and Bezdin will do it b'teres kriya. So Kozman, it's attached. Bezdin can't do mashkin on karka. Right, good. And once it's detached, now it's metaltim. So now you'll have the yisurim of taking a mashkin.
Then the
mal
can take it already.
Once it's metaltim? No. Mal also has a nisin. Now to go into his person's house, you're not allowed to take leyu kol nefesh either.
So why is he doing this to Mavriah? Because it's mechubin, no?
If it's but when it comes, but at the time with the gvia, when it comes to shas gvia, he owes the money next week. So this week he's going to take apart his house. If the house will still be intact, next week Bezin will put an ekel and come down and do akrasta and adrachta on his house and do a b'teris gvia. So he wants to be mavriach his house before there's mana peroin. So Bezin steps in.
That's why Bezin goes in and
so Bezin jumps the gun and comes in right now. So Kozman it's karka, Bezin can't take him. Malashkin. Once the Dalma Khay also Bezin can't take us, it'll be alive. So Mela Bezin can only take it, but there's Gvia.
From a house that he lives in?
Why not?
I told you
Kleya Kol Nefesh
and Bezin
has to live in the not Kleya Kol Nefesh, it's in Mesadrin, so we'll have to make sure he has a place to rent. Yeah, no, it's not Kleya Kol Nefesh, that's all Tilchus Mesadrin. So to din it's a din misadrin. So as long as he has a place to live for 12 months, or he has enough money to rent a place for 12 months, it's enough. So he could take his house. If he's trying to, obviously he's afraid that it, let's say he has 6 houses, he's going to be rebreak this one. So and you get the next one, he'll be rebreak the next one. I don't know. He has a plan, but Lamai says that's a really misadrin. It's the end of the simon. All right. The Shaita, I think he means at that point, means even though normally Bezin doesn't do this, Bezin doesn't step in, interfere before he gives mana peroin or do these things, but now the Shaita at the Shas HaTzayrek, right now that he needs it, now Bezin will step in and do it, even though it's not usual for Bezin to do it, but here there's a need, therefore they'll do it.
I missed something. Bezin can step in before the debt is due?
Correct.
Because they know that he doesn't have other assets. I can do what I want.
But I see the intention of this loiver. This loiver right now is trying to play around.
How did he make a statement to that effect? Did he make that decision that
they're going to interfere? Yeah. Well, they see right now. They see the person. They see what he's trying to do. They understand. They make a, with their chokhma, they realize what he's up to. So therefore, they stop him and prevent him from doing that.
Can he sell his house before that?
Everyone has a right to sell his house, but if he's doing it to evade payment, the Bezin will step in and either stop the sale or at least freeze the proceeds of the sale.
How can you tell? A person can sell his house anytime.
Everybody could. You're right. That's why you need Bezin to tell. We can't tell. You need a Bezin to tell. Bezin has chokhmah. Bezin will see what the guy's doing. He'll see if he's trying to evade payment or not. It's just coincidental. The night before the peroin, that's when he transfers over the deed of his house. So it's pretty fishy what the guy's doing. He's been living there 30 years. He never transferred his house. Punkt the night. He's transferring his house. That smells. Punk tonight, the market's strong. Okay, fine. I'm going to say that. That's up to the Lefi Reis and the Adayin. Okay, good. Fine, let's move on. Sifches. Kalim, back to Oichel Nefesh. Kalim, Sha'isim, Bem, Oichel Nefesh, Sha'amru. What are we talking about? What's considered clay Oichel Nefesh? Hainu, Sha'isim, by Oichel Nefesh, Mamish. It has to be Mamish Oichel Nefesh. What does that mean? Kegoin, harechayim v'arevis v'yeris tapatshim mevashlim behen v'sakin shoshchita uchiyete behem. Any tool or utensil that comes in direct contact with the food, so it's clay oichol nefesh. V'mchaval, and if a person was chayvel these clay oichol nefesh, he was over the lav, he shouldn't have, but he did. Machzir al korchay, he has to give it back al korchay.
Chava.
Means he took it as a mashkin. Chava means to take a mashkin. Like tzachboil. It's a lashon of mashkin. You now let it take about karkoi. And if you did, max or karkoi, you got to give it back. Zok de Ramah, avu shar clay umnis. But other types of clay umnis, kegoin, zugshel, tzaparim, the scissors of barbers, uparis hachoyshois, mutal mashkinam. But you'll have to take the paris that are plowing in the field, because they don't come in direct contact with the final product of food. And not only the paris itself, but you'll have to take even even zok the smasik kontazayin, afilu temet shoparis, even the yoke that helps for the plowing process, shu kli, even though it is a keli, it's still not going to be a primary claim, oichon nefesh, it's moto. Ulafuke zok the smasik, temet shoparis hamaraxes bitfua. But if you'll have a temet, a yoke that's on paris, that Hamraxis betfuah, which is after lots of milna klipa, that is like dosh. It's trying to remove the klipa off the tefuah. So now the paras are dealing directly. Sorry? Right? It's going directly on the food. Then it's going to be also, because that's klei oichol nefesh. Because this temed of paras is used right now directly in contact with food. There's a sheet of Rama which says otherwise, that he holds shigam kelim she'osim ben melacha lispanis b'demeim, even scissors of a barber, since what does a barber use scissors? As a panasa, and he's going to make money, and then from that money he could buy food and he could prepare his food. So the Rama holds that basically all clay umnis is also considered clay eichon nefesh. Gam can be called clay eichon nefesh umasik deloy kavasi ayin shom. The two pasuks sound like that. The Rama pasuk sound like that.
Mamish
means directly with food. It has to really deal with food. Means paris achoshes doesn't deal with food. Even though paris achoshes is a necessary process in harvesting and plowing, because that helps for planting, and planting helps for harvesting. Harvesting helps for food, right? So even though it's a process for food, still it's not considered klei eichon nefesh because it doesn't deal directly with the preparation of food. Sorry? Harvest, and yes, then it'll be a problem, because at that point, now I'm dealing directly with the food. But this is, or just like dosh, right? If you have paris which are dosh in the food, that's also going to be a problem, because that's dealing directly with the food. Okay, so what we see from here, Rabbi says, klei eichon nefesh is dafka in the preparation, direct contact of preparation of food. That's considered klei eichon nefesh. Now let's take, there's really two parts here, the mechaber and the ramah. I want to focus first on the mechaber. The mechaber says, v'mchaval, and the guy did it. He shouldn't have done it. Anyways, over the issa, klei eichon nefesh, what's the halacha? Magzer akoka, he has to give it back. Frektisma, as far as the Arikas and Zivkot and Tezvav, Magzer akoka's mashma, that what he did, Teignish, didn't work. He did it, he was over alive, you got to give it back, Magzer akoka. We force him to give back what he did. It's mashma, you even have to force him to give it back, Miyad. Frektisma, what do you mean? We paskin, and Sifvav, we paskin, that even by klei eichon nefesh, there's an assay of hashiv toshiv, and I only have to give it back b'shas malacha. Till shas malacha, I don't have to give it back. And over here, you l'chari, it's smash min the machab, but not like that. That once you are over, it's leisachbol, if you are over leisachbol, you got to give it back al korcha, you have to give it back miyad. Memeila the smah muches and b'teich dvarav ha'aruchim in this Sifkot and Tezvav, he says, if you look at the second column, right before the lines get wide, he says that the mechaber doesn't mean that. Mechaber doesn't mean the time that you have to give it back miyad. It just means that, let's see, elalam deinu sha'af bahani tarti shaloi ksivbu b'feish b'tayv shem ova shlik bezem v'ova de terek lak ziroi. However, I mean, I would think there ain't terek lak ziroi, even b'shas malacha, k'mash mulan de mechaber, you got to give it back. But when do you have to give it back? Avad only b'shas malacha. He mutches and he's matrik the lashon of mechaber that only means b'shas malacha, and he was kitzah kan, it's really same from what he said before, and the Rambam as well. It only means b'shas malacha. That's how the smam mutches and plugs into sifches. It's not mashma like that. If you look in the goyin, later on, it's sifkot and chav hei, and sifkot and chav ches, and even over here, drop the goyin's mashma like that, that the goyin says, no. This mechaber means that you got to give it back miyad, and he's going like the other rishonim, not like the Ramban and Rashba, and it's a serious mechaber. Mechaber and sifvav went with the Ramban and Rashba that you only have to give back klei eichol nefesh, b'shas malacha, and this mechaber holds, no, you got to give it back miyad, because koma dom rachmano leisavet yuavet leimahani, it doesn't work. I, this gili akrav, hashev tashu was never said on klei eichol nefesh. Hashev tashu was only said on regular lav of leisavet yobesai. So now, loit de goyin, there's a serious mechaber, how we paskin. As I held the goyin. Interesting. The Tumim also says it's a machlekes. Tumim got the holes in the Rambam. Rambam yeah goes like the Ramban and Rashba. You only have to wait b'shas malacha. Not like what the goyin says in the Rambam. Good. Like I said, it's a major machlekes in the Rambam. But the Tumim at the end of the day says it's a major machlekes rishonim if the assay of Hashiv Toshiv was said for klei eichon nefesh or not. Therefore, Zakta Tumim. Hayois, it's a machlokes rishonim, and we're dealing with a lav de oraisa, sofik de oraisa lechumra, and therefore, obviously now let's take it lechatchila because everyone knows it's a lav. But once a person did take it, you have a sofik de oraisa if you have a kinyan in it or not, or you have to give it back miyad. Sofik de oraisa lechumra zok tatumim, you have to give it back miyad. Hazay al tatumim. Halacha l'maisa means he really paskins like this mechab and sifches that you have to give it back al karchay, which is mashma even miyad. There's a oitza hamishpat, it's a hain to go over here in sifkotten. Here's a sifkotten, a footnote, 87. Over the here, he says, what did the tumim mean that it's a sofik deraisa and if you have to give it back? He says, the chayra, I've added to sofik deraisa, but I already took it, and you have a sofik of avikinin in the mashkananat. So it should be a Safik moment. Every time a person has a Safik, if he owes money or not, he's a Safik Zela. Safik, if he owes the money, that doesn't pay. Or he's taking something that's not his. If a Shaila, who owns this item? And I think maybe it's mine, maybe it's not, but it's by me. I have a Cheskes moment on it. So we have a problem. We have a Hamaitz Mekaveral of Araya. I did a Lav Deraisa of Lesigzol. No, the state Cheskes moment works. Hamaitz Mekaveral of Araya. So Zokta, it's a Mishpat here too, Lechaira. Who cares? You have a Shaila that maybe you're being over this Lav of Lesakwin Rechaim Verechav every second. Because maybe you don't have a Kinin in it. What do you mean? But maybe I do. And maybe I have a Kinin in it. And it's my money. And I'm Hamaitz Mekaveral of Araya. Why? Because maybe that's a mekinyan. But hoguv on adanin lechayri commercialized tsiyurim that even if a shaila in mamin when you don't have a cheskes mamin mamish, you have a shaila and we have still a policy hametz mekavel avarai that you keep it by you lemais it by you. So for me to be moited from you, I need a raya. Let's say there won't be any isurim involved, right? If you don't have any kinyan, so let me take it from you, right? So Yumaisa is the Malvi is holding on to the item right now, right? He is holding on to it. So if let's put the Yisurim on hold for a moment. What? Maybe he has a right to keep it as a mashkin. Maybe not.
So he has to prove that he has a right.
Oh, I don't. Maybe. Maybe not. Let's say there won't be any. I want to know if there wouldn't be any. Why not? If there wouldn't be any Yisurim in the Torah. Let's say forget the lav for the moment, and the Malvi will be holding on this mashkin. He's not sure if he has a kinyan in it or not. So am I allowed to, the Levi allowed to take it back from the Malva? Yeah, after the Chayv is doing, who cares? He's not taking B'teris Gevayin, he's taking only B'teris Mashkin. And he's not sure if he has a kinyan or not. So to the extent he doesn't have a kinyan, he got to give it back to the Levi. Still we would say, Hametz Mekavar Levaraya. Because even without a Cheskes moment, there's still such a concept, Hametz Mekavar Levaraya. You can't take it out of his Rishus.
Is the greatest proof of Chazakah.
The what, sorry? Right, good. So he has it. So if I'm mitzvah kavala raya, so frak toitza mishpat the lachayru, we should say I'm mitzvah kavala raya. So why is the tumim being machmal tzavik derayis? So lachum afakeh, I'm mitzvah kavala raya, and he should be able to keep it. How do you know? So I think it is. I'll tell you why. Because if the leiva lemashal would be willing to give me the Rechaim Verechav. Do I have an issa taking it from him? Shalai b'shasava. Oh, so there's a shita the Rambam holds, the extreme, the Rambam holds, that you're not allowed to take Rechaim Verechav, even b'shasava. It's not up to him to give, because it's an issa, it's not up to, you can't make it up. So then, you're asking, and it's a benad on bakam. But Roy Rishayim, the way we pass is not like the Rambam, that b'shasava, afilu shalai b'shasava, if the loiva was willing to give me the item, the Rechaim Verechav, I have a right to take the Rechaim Verechav. So you see that the Rambam B'Yisai doesn't have a problem with it. It's a sort of a Bein Adam L'Chaver type of din. I shouldn't take away, deprive him of his Kleya Konevit, but if he's masking, it's fine. So to the extent I have it, I'm going to make a Vela Vereya. I have a right to keep it. I don't think so. He doesn't have any other Eitzah, but Lemaise, if he's masking to give it to me, I have a right to take it. So, L'Chaya... Sorry?
No, if he's saying you can't take it, so you be over this lav.
I'm just showing you that the lav is a sort of a ben adam lekaver type of a lav. It's up the marshal. It's yitachein halacha lemaisa that if you at the shas avol you put into your gemach contract saying lahed you're allowed to be mamashkin even kleyechol nefesh. that you should be able to do. Because he's masking. If he's masking to do it, we hold like Rav Rishonim that it's up to him to waive. So if he waives it, he's giving me rishus to take it. So
can I take rivers if he wants to give me rivers?
Because Tari says he's not allowed it even if he wants. That's a statute because there's a cuss. But Rav Rishonim say that the Tari is not saying even if he wants, only if he doesn't want. But if he does want, you're allowed to take it. And if he contractually obligates himself to carry again. Lukhayr. Okay, we get down there. Okay, we get down there.
What's the difference?
That's Xerius Akosov. It's Xerius Akosov. Not up to us, yes.
Where do you get
this Xerius? Oh, so that, not for now. We'll have to explain. We'll show you Makarius read. Okay, but kids, that's what the Oitzah Mishpat's Kash on the Tumim is. Now, to continue, there's a Avne HaChoshen who also is Mitzadeid. That it's a Safek Daraisa L'chumra, that it's a Machlekes Rishonim, it's a Sveika Dedino, if you have to give it back Miyad or not. But he comes from a different angle. Maybe he went with this Eitz HaMishpat, but he doesn't say, therefore you have to give it back Miyad. He has a Chap, he says, well, play this out. I took it this morning from the guy, I'm not allowed to take it, and I did it. So Chatozi Visa Pajati. Now I'm faced with a Machlekes if they give it back or not. But even if you hold, you don't have to give it back miyad, but I have to give it back b'shas eichonef, b'shas malacha, b'shas he needs it. That's what the Mechaber says in Sivav. Maxay some b'shas malacha, because that gzeis akos hashav toshav is applicable. So now I give it back to the loiva. I got him. No matter what, even if I do have a kin, I got to give it back to the loiva. Now the loiva is muksik in it. Now the loiva told him, Ava, kol tov, I don't know who you are. I hold, like the Rishonim, that you have no kinyan in it. So I'm not giving it back to you. Normally, the loiva have to every night he has to give back the item, the mashkin, back to the malva. Once he finishes using it, the malva has a kinyan in it, so malva will take it back. But here, to the extent it's a suffix, even if the malva wants to say hametz mekavel avarai, good. But b'shas malachi, you got to give it back to the loiva. Now the loiva is going to be the muksik. Now the loiva won't give it back to the malva, so you really don't fadim much because if his first day that he needs it, it's going to be end up by the loiva. The Oitzah Mishpat seems to have a problem even with this. I think this is what he means to ask, I'm not sure, but he asks like this, that normally, why the Malva is supposed to give back the Chavetz to the Loiva, B'Shas Malacha, for his Tzorich? He's an Oni, and he needs a B'Shas Malacha, it's a Deraisa, Shetoshif. It seems Oitzah Mishpat understood that only because, Pshadis, you don't lose anything by it, so you still have your mashkin from it, and tonight you'll get it back. But Zogdeh b'chihai gavn, if the Avni Choshen is right, that if I give it back to Loiv, he's going to pull the stunt on me, and Taina Mitzvah Kavav Rai, and I won't be able to get it back, then b'chihai gavn, I shouldn't have a chiv to give it to the Loiv. Because then I'm going to be mafsid. If I'm going to give this item back to the Loiv now, he's never going to give it back to me. So ad kidei kach, I should still have to give it back to the Loiv? Marshall, let's say you can Marshall a tear that I'll give it back b'shas malacha, but by doing so, he's going to ruin it. Do I have a chiv to give back his mashkin b'shas malacha when he's going to ruin it? How do you say? Where does it say even when you ruin it? You have to give it back b'shas malacha, but who says he's going to ruin it? Let's say he's going to ruin it. He's going to mechal yakane. He's going to break it. Or he's going to be mavriach it. So do I still have to give it back to the loiva?
The
Torah
only has a time of the guy not giving it back.
It
doesn't have a time of the
guy with the Malva. So you hold that. So you hold not like that. I mean, I know where the Eitzah Mishpat is coming from 100%, because if you have a Seder Reis of Hoshitash, you got to give back no matter what. Either Lev is going to pull the shtickle on you, tough. That's you got
to
eat it.
Even if the Lev wants to do it, it's not like in Bezuki Yishim Gavim Chaskim, we know the story here. One guy grabs the Lev from another guy, he doesn't get a real Chaskim Talk, same as the Lev Reis.
You're going back to the first Kach Eitzah Mishpat, you're saying. Yeah. That since the Malva took it from the Leiva, and we see how the Malva got it, so maybe he's not considered a Cheskas Mamon to keep it. Okay, we could done that. I'm not so sure if that's true. It's all right, fine. That's one shmooze. Just a Yisofa, which we mentioned before, is that Chokh Mishleimah, for this Kash of the Sma, had a Shtim the two. The Chokh Mishleimah wants to say, over here in Sivchas, he wants to say, like I said before, that when you have only one lav, avada, you have it's nitiklase, and you only have to give it back b'shas malacha. But over here in Sivchas, since we're talking about that the guy was over two lavim, he went to the guy's house, and he took his rechaim, so he's over Leisav El Beza, and Klei Echol Nefesh, so there, that's why you have to give it back miyad, because one I say cannot be manatek to lavim. And that's going to be avlatarte yachad loy mahani klal maisov, and that's why you have to give it back. That's his eitz to shtim. So we said before, we didn't understand, because in Sivvav L'Chayah, once it became a taltan, once he was oikrit. He detached it from the ground. The rechaim v'rechav. Now it's medalim. If you take it over there too, you're going to be over both lavim l'chayro. And nevertheless, the mechaber says max oisan b'shas malacha. Okay, but Rabbi, you have to walk away. That's a machlekes rishonim. If the lava l'sak rechaim v'rechav is nitak lasei or not, memel it's machlekes. If you're allowed to hold on to it till shas malacha, you have to give it back miyad. And the nafkamina will be lamashul by a nashir, let's say. Right? A nashir is even a big nafkamina. You only have to give back b'shas malacha to anani. A nashir, you don't have to give back b'shas malacha. So, if you hold the avikinin in it, so you can keep it for a long time, you're never going to face the problem with shas malacha, because a nashir doesn't need it for shas malacha. You don't have to give it back to him. Mashenkin, if you hold that there is no nitiklasei, so you got to give it back miyad. So you're going to have to give it back immediately, because the lav isn't. It wasn't at the glass. You have a komad amarak manlo savadi over the money. You're gonna have to give it back. Miyat. All right. Fine. Another shmuz I want to go into is the Ramah. The Ramah says over here that where's machaba the truth? It's not just the Ramah, but both. The machaba and Ramah both saying that klei ochel nefesh has to be mamish ochel nefesh, direct use with food. That's gonna be klei ochel nefesh. But scissors of a barber or paras hachorshes that you need to plow, that's not considered klei ochel nefesh. Not like the shita sarama. The tumim over here in Sifkan Hay says that this is also a machlekes rishainim. I mean, the Sma already says not like the Ramah, but he has a different Rishonim. He has that since Rashi and the Rambam and the Raiva that's brought down in the Baal HaMor all are mavua, that even Paris, the Tzemet of Paris HaChoshes, even for plowing, is also considered Oichel Nefesh, and it's an Issa de Raisa. So our Suffolk, Issa de Raisa, Zokta Tumim, you should not be taking Paris HaChoshes, because it's how could he be Mekel, Turkin Liadina Lahako be Issa Torah. It's a Suffolk, Issa de Raisa. Everything is bad. You're going to see everything sort of is maklek is tishanim, but he makes it into a maklek tishanim. A suffik is a diet, so you shouldn't be taking it. Now he comes on with tishanim, a Rambam, a Ravid, and a Rashi. Shaila is, why didn't he quote the Rama Gufa that the Sma quoted, that the two quotes? The Rama also says that even for Parnas, even for Klayumnis, is considered Klay HaKonefesh. Why is only hopping on the Rambam, Ravid, and Rashi? Could be that you could make a shtickel of a chilek between the two. Could be the Rama and Ravid and Rashi didn't go as evide as the Rama. The Rama says, lahed, even clay umnis, anything that you have, clay kalem, that makes a panasa, generates income, that's considered clay ukonefesh. The Rama and Ravid and Rashi don't say that. All they say is that paris sakhosh, temet paris sakhosh, it's also considered clay ukonefesh. Normal, you learn it because it's klei umnis, you're going to generate parnasa from it. But there's a gedulei truma in Shar Aleph Chelekei Siv Gimel. The gedulei truma wants to say pshat in the Rambam is that why did the Rambam leave out scissors of a barber? He only brought down paras hachorshes. He wants to say about the scissors of a barber, the Rambam's moed is not klei ochel nefesh, because klei umnis is not ochel nefesh. Just he holds that paras hachorshes is ochel nefesh. Means we, the Mechaber holds, it has to be mamish, direct touching the food, then it's klei ochel nefesh. The Rambam holds that any process necessary in the preparation of food, even if it doesn't come in direct contact with food, is also considered klei ochel nefesh. So the paras hachorshes for plowing is also considered klei ochel nefesh, because it's the first step in the process of preparing the food, of growing this food. So that's also considered klei ochel nefesh. Anything in the process of the preparation of food is considered klei ochel nefesh, but stam scissors of a barber, that will not be considered klei ochel nefesh, because scissors of a barber is just stam klei umnis. So for klei umnis we could be maker, because that's only shitas rama, so it's a shitas yachid. But for paris harchoshes, or for anything in the early stages of the preparation of food, there he would like to be machmir, because it's a safek deraisa. Rabbi, what?
Does it make a difference if it's for his own food, or if he's like a farmer and he's going to sell it to him?
And then it will be, well, if you hold klei umnis is klei ochel nefesh, you mean if you don't hold the Ramah, don't hold the Ramah, so klei umnis is not klei ochel nefesh, and now you'll only have this shita, that is anything in the preparation of food. And now you want to know, for commercial things, does that make a difference? That was the shiloh everyone's asking. Deval, we don't have a raya either way on that shiloh.
Who made the
tamid, yeah.
How far back do you go according to the Rambam?
No, that's just mamish, the heksher. It has nothing to do with the food. That's making the kli. We're talking about, but the tzemet is used for the preparation of food. The early stages, it's for plowing. All right.
So
now,
satin shel shechita, right? You said it's good, right?
Because that it direct touches the food.
What happens if you have a stone that you use to sharpen the knife?
No, that's not clear from heaven.
The same thing as...
No, that's like maybe like the blacksmith making the tzemet. I don't think that... No, because that's a heksher to heksher. That's a heksher on the caliph that's used to be kleyach nefesh. Here we're talking about parz achoshes is not a gram to gram. It is, so to speak, in the preparation of food. It's just its early stages. It doesn't come in direct contact with the food. But you need to plow the ground in order to plant the seeds to grow.
You have to have the knife sharp for sakin shel shechita, otherwise you can't check.
And I have to go to yeshiva to learn how to shech. So the whole yeshiva should be kleyach nefesh. No, I mean, it's not direct with the food. It's not preparation. It's all the extra. That doesn't count. But Rabbi, all I want to point out is that the Tumim is talking about taking it. You're not allowed to take it. Be choshish for the sheet as a whole that this is a klei konefesh, and it's a suffix deraisa leisakmon, you shouldn't take it. Let's clear, what happens if you did take it? Now you went ahead and you did take it. Will the tumim now hold that it's a suffix deraisa, and now you have to return it, miyad, even before shas malacha? Well, now we have a sfek seka. First of all, might have not been klei konefesh. And even if it is considered klei konefesh, well, this makloik is rishainim, even by klei konefesh, maybe once I took it, I have a kinin, and I don't have to return it till shas malacha. So I have a sfek seka on my side. In order to say that after turning miyad, you have to say it's klei konefesh, and you want to go like the rishainim, all that by klei konefesh, it's not nitik lase, and you have to return it miyad. You have a loy mahani. Now, if it's sfek seka, maybe I'll be able to keep it. Or let me say it in other words. Really, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you take a machresha, a plow, you only have to return it b'yoyim. That's a din. B'shas malacha, you got to return it. And this Gemara is what starts off the whole process of all these chalukim. And you see, there's even more chalukim. Frek all rishonim. Well, how could the Gemara say that when you take a machresha, you only have to return it b'yoyim? What do you mean? How do you take it in the first place? And if you're over the lav, you got to give it back miyad. How are you allowed to keep it till shas malacha? I say frek toisis. Now toisis holds that for the lav of lezakar rechaim verechev is not nitik lasei. So you got to give it back miyad. So toisis is stuck. Therefore toisis says that must be, he has a whole different pshat, must be, it's not talking about paris hachorshis. He holds that chayrish is not considered kleyachon nefesh. And the Gemara says paris hachorshis. It doesn't mean paris hachorshis. It only means paris hamarachsis betvua, the process of dosh, which is like the machab and the ramah. That's not considered kleyachon nefesh. Yishparis from this kasha, this chiddish, that the early stages of the preparation of food is not considered kleyachon nefesh. However, the other rishonim have many other terutzim. For example, the gedulei truma says that the Sefer Truma says that Teretz is, and other Rishonim say, and Akonami is now loud, but you did it anyway. Why you only have to give it back b'shas malacha? Because it is, even Leisak v'Rechaim v'Rechav is Nitaklas A. And that's where the Ramban and Rashbo have come out with this Chiddush of Sivvav, that you only have a Chiv to be Max O'Isam b'shas malacha, because from this Kasha you see, it's a Gemara, Makresh, you only have to give back b'yayim. Must be that even for Rechaim v'Rechav, you only have to give back b'shas malacha, until then you're allowed to keep it. So it's their Teretz. So if you go like either Teretz, but one thing you're going to end up is that Shteita Mufusha Gemara, that you're allowed to keep it till Yom. I'm allowed to hold on to it till the day. So if you want to know if you shouldn't have done it, you want to be Makas Sefer Sofek Dereis L'Kurma, and go like the Sefer Truma, that it is considered the Rabban and Rashba, it is considered Klei Konevish, but I still have a Gemara that once I did take it, I'm allowed to keep it till the Shas Malacha. So either Teretz or Chayetz Mufusha Gemara, you would allow to keep it. However, there are two other truths I'm trying to give. The Haskamah of the Leiver, right. So that's the Balamor says. Very good. The Balamor's Teretz is that no problem. The Gemara is talking about where the Leiver was willingly giving you the Kleiach HaNefesh. He gave you the Machresha willingly, and even though he gave it to you willingly, you still have a Chiv to give it back to him B'Shas Malacha. So the Lav, you weren't Oiva, L'Sak B'Rechaim V'Rechah, because he gave it to you willingly, but still you can have a Chiv to give it back. But Avada Persa Choshes is still the Kleiach Machresha, Avada is considered Kleiach HaNefesh. Or you can go back. There's another Chiddush Adin where Ramban and Rashba say, and they want to be Mechadish, another Eitzah, and they're Mechadish, that the Issa of taking clay, Eichel Nefesh, is only B'Shas Malacha. If the guy, it's Roy L'Shas Malacha, if it's during daylight, and he could use his plow now,
So even if maybe he's not using it at the moment, but he could use it, it's roi l'malacha, now you'll have the lav, you're now allowed to take his clay makresha. But if it's night, and he can't use it, so right now it's not roi for the malacha, now you're allowed to take these clay akunafish. And to what's the hezba hadava l'chay, what they mean to say is, the biya hadava is that because at night, when it's not roi l'malacha, it's not clay akunafish. It's only clay akunafish by day. At night it's not klei ochel nefesh, because at night it's not roi for ochel nefesh, it's not roi to prepare ochel nefesh. So like them, it's another interessante patent, way out, but like these two last terutim, the Bala Mor and the Ramban Rashba, these two terutim, we won't have a raya that if you did take makresha b'yoyim bal korcha d'loiv and you were over the Issa, maybe in a chenami, would have to give it back miyad. You would have to give it back miyad, and to the extent it's a sofik and everything's a sofik, maybe even by the svek sveka, you'd have to give it back. Because Rabbi said, it's really not for now, but svek sveka, we can't really make our own svek sveka. So with two svekas, we shouldn't be able to use our own sofik. And mimela, maybe sofik was the right sochum, you'd have to give it back. For his malach, I would have to give it back. Right. For his malach, I have to give it back. But to take it, Shaloi b'shas malach, was I over in Issa?
According to that sheet, you're not over.
And not over. So therefore, right. But now, and if I do take it b'shas malach, I took it the last minute of the day. So I took it b'shas malach. I was over the Issa. 1 second, and I have to give it back for his malacha. But now it's already tzeisa gachavim. I took it a minute before tzeisa gachavim.
So now it's says.
So now I'm allowed to. Yeah, 1 second, but I took it, so now instead of giving back, now let me, so the first taking didn't count, because the first taking was no good, because
I had to give it back anyway.
Giving it back alone, to have to give it back alone is not such a problem, so you have to give it back. So what? But I made a kinin, and my kinin was chal. It'll work that I'm allowed to take from Yorshim, and it'll work that Shemit is not Mishamit. It'll work that tomorrow, after he finishes Malach, I can take it back from him. But that was our Shaila. Do we have to be choshish le'doiz rishayinim, that I'll have to give it back miyab, because koman demarakum lom le'savid yovid le'mani. But you still have a chab, that once it states a gogavim, so now let me take it. Like the Ramban and Rashba at least. Good, but like the Balamar, if the pshat and the Gemara is he gave it willingly, now he's not giving willingly, maybe I should be choshish for that shita and have to give it back. All right, Rabbi said there's a lot more. Oit chazayin b'lin edda. Hakotavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.